Today's hits, yesterday's favorite, CKDR. Good morning, I'm Richard. Joining me on the phone now with a social emergency managing at Powhatan in Dryden is Regan Breeze. Good morning, Regan.
Morning, Richard and CKDR listeners.
A lot of people busy and need a quick reminder about the time change this weekend and the importance of keeping those smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors up to date. Tell us about that, Regan.
Sunday, November 6th at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll be turning our clocks back. It's a great time for us to remember the white life-saving device that is either on our ceilings or carbon monoxide alarms that could be plugged in down below. This is a time that we like to remind everybody to change the batteries and test and inspect working smoke and CO alarms at the same time.
And now, what's the recommendation these days for smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms besides placement on every level of your home? Is there a recommendation as to what kind or anything like that?
Well, that's an excellent question, Richard. There are so many variables with different makes and models of smoke and CO alarms. One of the biggest things that we do stress is that they are CSA or Underwriters Laboratory certified, because there are so many different models out there. So we just ask people to, if they have any questions, to contact local emergency services and also to follow the guides, manufacturer rules that are within the packaging.
Now, like everything else, smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, they only last so long. What's the recommendation these days on longevity?
That's another excellent question. There are so many different kinds of models that are out there. Some have a 10-year lithium battery so that they aren't tampered with people taking the alarm out because that's a nuisance alarm. One of the things that we find with nuisance alarms is because they're not installed in the proper location. And people forget about the life safety devices as well because their ceilings are white and smoke alarms are white. So we ask them to test monthly and also to replace them as per manufacturer guidelines. And most times they're, for smoke alarms, they're up to 10 years. And CO alarms could be 5 to 7 to 10 years. And now they have amazing things that are out there where the smoke and CO alarms are combined together. So if there's people with disabilities and so forth like that, there are these life safety devices that will accommodate to the person with a disability and so forth. If it was hearing or visual impairment and so forth, like, it's just unlimited. So if you have any questions, do reach out to your emergency services and to see if they got the correct answer for you.
Some good information there from Regan Breeze this morning, social emergency manager with Powhatan in Dryden. Regan, anything else before we let you go?
One thing I'd like to stress, though, as well, Richard, is that no two ways out. In the event of an emergency, we don't really function as quick as we usually do because it is chaotic. So practice an escape plan. Go over it with the kids so that they get out as quick as possible, because seconds can be matter of a difference if a person makes it out safely or not.
Make sure you test your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms this weekend, with time change happening this weekend, and if need be, change the batteries or even replace the entire unit. Regan, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very kindly, Richard, and hopefully you have a great day.